the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And in this episode, we'll be talking about the realities of a bare fist fight. Now, to start with, fighting with bare fists is a risky business anyway, because the bare hands, especially if they're not trained, can get all kinds of damage to them. So that is why most gyms that train for self-defense, combat sports, and any other kind of self-defense martial arts will train the hands, condition the hands, condition the body, condition everything, so that they're better able to withstand the impact that the body takes when it's being hit and when it's striking. Because when you strike into something, your energy goes into it, but it also rebounds back, and you can find that that can give you and your body quite a shock. Also, if you've never really been hit outside of the gym, then sometimes it's a bit of a shock, because people don't play fair like they do in the gym. You know, there's no standing there ready, waiting for each other to jab, cross, any other kind of strike, kick. They often just pile in, swinging. They'll bite you, headbutt you, spit in your face. They'll use knives, bottles, screwdrivers, Stanley blades, whatever they can get hold of to carry about with them. And these days, you're looking at acid attacks. You're looking at CS gas attacks. You're looking at people who bring stuff back from abroad. You have knuckle dusters. And as I've just said, the various chemicals. You've got telescopic batons, etc. So you have to be really, really careful about getting into an altercation on the street. But there's not always a way out of it. You can't always talk your way out of a physical confrontation. You can't always just walk away, because sometimes the person is so determined to cause you harm that nothing will put them off of trying to do that. Now, we could be looking at drink. That's one of the major causes of violence in society. Or we could be talking about drugs, another major influence on violence in society. Or we could just be looking at someone who is violent and just wants to fight. And there are plenty of people like that about. Now, how do you prepare for that? Well, the first thing you do is train the mind as well as the body. You know, the mind are where fights are won and lost. You've usually won or lost the fight before you even enter into the physical of it. Because in the mind is where you win or lose. Now, if you're 100% confident in yourself and your skills and nothing's going to put you off, then, you know, you've practically won. Or if you're 100% unsure, you've practically lost. You know, it may go your way, but you've already defeated yourself with your mindset. Now, the way to prepare for this kind of altercation, which is obviously not what anybody wants, is to train physically hard in the right technique and principles. You've got to be able to throw proper hits. You've got to be able to throw crosses, hooks, uppercuts, choppers, hammers, you know, elbow strikes, headbutts, knee strikes, straight kicks, you know, kicks to vital areas. You've got to be able to grapple standing up, you know, chokes, arm locks, all that kind of stuff. And you've got to be able to fight when you're on the floor. So you have to have some kind of a ground game. Not a massive amount, because in the street, the last thing you want is to be on the ground. Because if he's got one or two mates, or she's got one or two mates with her, they're going to use your head like a football. Now, there are some really tough people out there who don't bother with things like that. You know, you could find someone, he'll get you, he'll choke you, he'll take you down to the ground, and your mates are trying to kick the living daylights out of him, and it's just not hurting him or doing it. He's just continuing to choke you out, and then he'll get up and deal with the others. But people like that are very rare. Very, very rare. Because when you get a work steel toe cap boot into the side of your head, into your temple, or into your jaw and you're out or you're dead, you know, it makes a difference. So be prepared to get up as soon as you go down. As soon as you feel yourself going down, think about getting up again. Do not try and fight on the ground if you know there are other people that might get involved. And there are quite a few things you can do to try and avoid stuff like this in the first place. I mean, if you're a young person, you go out and you like to drink and have a great time, you know, whether you be male or female, you've also got to have in the back of your mind that something like this could happen. So keep your eyes open when you go into a place. And I don't mean look around staring at everyone. Just keep your eyes open and your ears open and see what's happening. And when you see stuff going down, you can move away from it, unless it's people you know and you want to go and help. Then that's different. But, you know, keep your eyes open, keep your wits about you, and make sure that you stay safe. If you're an elder person, you know, use your brains. Do not go to your cash point at night. That goes for young people as well. When you do go to the cash point, even during the day, take someone with you. You know, it doesn't hurt someone to walk down with you just to help you get some money out. Be wary of these people sitting on the streets asking for money when they've got dogs and stuff like that. Because, you know, I've seen a few times when they've got aggressive because people wouldn't give them money and they've sort of tried to set the dogs on people. You know, this kind of thing happens. So be careful. You may live in a good bubble. I mean, a lot of people do. They live in an area that's nice. They live in an area that's hasn't got much crime, blah, blah, blah. But you will venture into areas that are opposite to where you live and what you do. So be prepared for this. You know, really, really have your wits about you and use your brains. If you see a group of lads walking down the road, don't do the macho thing and try and walk through them because you're asking to get your face smashed in. What you need to do is either walk around them or cross over and walk on. It's simple. It really is simple. You know, you haven't got to put yourself in the frame just to try and prove something to yourself and others around you. Never, ever do it, because if you risk yourself, you're risking everybody who loves you because they pay for it as well as you do. So if you push your way through a group of lads and all of a sudden one pulls out a knife and bang, stabs you in the back and you die, your mum, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, your granddads, your grandmothers, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, everybody pays for it. Everybody. So when you're in the gym or kwun or dojo or whatever, make sure you train your weapons. Train your hands, your elbows, your knees. Practice using your head for headbutts, you know, grapple, choke, break arms. Not literally, but when you're training, train to do these kind of things. Go for the eyes, gouge the eyes, bite. You know, do all the dirtiest, nastiest things you can think of in the training hall as well as your normal training, because you will need it sooner or later. You really will. Okay, thank you for listening, and hopefully you'll tune in next time to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And don't forget to visit www.englishmartialart.uk. Thank you.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.
This podcast is produced by
Frank Doherty's School of English Martial Arts.